Chris and Kira on 2FM.
How is your birthday going?
It is going great so far.
You're enjoying your birthday?
I really, really am.
Yeah.
Well, I really am. Bowled over.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we've had a visit from Mark so far on the phone, and I know you enjoyed that. I know that was good fun. Well, Kira, you know, I have to get right into this, and I tell you, I'm a little bit nervous, and I even have a drum roll here.
Oh,
because
my God, okay.
Me, Therese, of course, our producer, JJ, our broadcast coordinator, and two other people were involved in this.
What?
This is a big deal, Kira, because to actually coordinate, I actually have to check. Well, I don't want to say his name in front of you, but... Is he on the phone now, or like, is it the thing where he's beside his agent and then they're going to put us on?
His agent?
Hold on. Sorry, 1 second. All right. See, what happens with a lot of these things is they don't actually put you on till, like, as in he'll be beside his manager slash PR person.
No, you need to give me a heads up here next. I'm getting nervous. Okay. Are you being serious?
Yes. Is he on the phone? Okay, he's ready to go.
Okay,
he's been handed over to his... The agent has handed it over to the person himself. Well, you know, Kira, he's a big deal. I'm sure you know him. I'm actually going to put away the drum roll now. I have on the phone for you. He is a gentleman who you may know.
Okay.
He was born the 8th of August, 1981.
Chris.
In Basel, I think, or Basel
Chris,
in Switzerland. I'm not
up.
Sure.
Shut
he
up.
He is 33 years of age. I know you talk about him constantly.
Stop.
You idolize him.
Chris.
You talk about him all the time.
Chris, stop it. No.
Is he on the phone?
No, Chris, stop.
Roger Federer is on the phone.
No.
Roger Federer,
no,
Mr.
Chris.
Federer,
no.
Hi and welcome to the show.
Bonjour, Kira.
It's Roger Federer. Wow, Roger Federer, it is amazing that you have
Hello.
Come on to chat with us this evening. Roger Federer, thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy.
Oh, very, very busy. We
were
very busy.
Well, Kira, what do you have to say to that? For your birthday, I got Roger Federer on the phone.
I don't know what is wrong with me.
What do you
but
mean?
For 2 seconds, I actually believed.
Roger Federer is on the phone.
I'm shaking. Chris, look at my hands.
Kira,
Chris, do you know what?
This is Roger Federer.
It's Fran.
This is Roger Federer.
No.
Roger Federer isn't French, Fran.
No, but like that's what they sound. That's a Swiss accent.
But it doesn't sound anything like Roger Federer.
But
I hope you had a great laugh.
I really hope you had a great laugh. Roger Federer.
Besides France.
Yeah, exactly. There's a geography lesson from Roger Federer. Roger Federer.
Do you speak with the French accent?
Yeah, of course, because French
is a very bad French accent.
But French, Roger Federer, French is one of your national languages.
Oui.
Yeah, exactly.
Oui.
So it's not unreasonable that you guys
would
speak.
I'm so stupid.
Why, Kira?
I don't know what part of my stupid brain allowed me for just 1 second, just 1 second to believe that maybe, oh my God, maybe. And then you give me Fran with the shitty
Fran.
Chris, it's Fran with the shitty French accent. He's not even French. He's Swiss.
Fran is not on the phone, Kira. Fran
Chris,
does not sound like
hi,
this.
Hi, Fran. How
no,
are you?
Roger Federer.
Francois.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know Roger Federer.
I don't know this, Francois.
Roger Federer, I just think Fran is a little surprised. Kira is a little surprised about the fact that you are on the phone with her.
I am very insulted.
Yeah, well, look, Roger Federer,
okay.
I'm sorry. I think Kira will come around in a second.
Roger
Federer, so obviously you're on for Kira's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Kira.
There you go, Kira. It's a birthday wish from Roger Federer. You know, this took a lot of planning, a lot of careful coordination to get him on the phone. And Roger Federer, I know that, you know, did I hear that maybe you would give Kira some tennis lessons? Did we work that out?
Oh, we you can play with my balls.
Yeah, most definitely.
For a few hours, if you want.
Kira, did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
An invitation from Roger Federer. To have you play with his balls
it's
for a few
Roger
hours.
Federer. It's
not Roger
Federer. It's Fran putting on a stupid French accent, which
it's
doesn't
not.
Make sense because
Gillette
Roger...
Gillette razor too. It vibrates.
Oh, wow. Oh. The Gillette razor vibrates.
Oh, my God.
And you're saying that you'd give Kira one of the Gillette razors that vibrates.
Hey, can I go home?
No!
Can I actually, Kira,
do you have any idea the
no,
work?
Not yet, Kira. You talk first, then kiss. We don't just go straight home in Switzerland.
No, exactly. Roger Federer.
Some Dublin nightclub.
I imagine you would want to be, you know, intellectually stimulated before you'd go home with Kira.
Drink some wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, well, Roger Federer wouldn't be drinking wine because he's training at the moment in Switzerland,
I
by
know,
the way,
but,
on clay.
But
so,
Roger...
For you, Kira, anything.
Yeah, Roger, aren't you just saying what you would do with Kira on an ideal date?
Oui.
Yeah,
oui,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that you're doing that right
oui.
Now.
French,
no.
Like, stop
no.
it, just
but
stop
he
it.
He speaks... Roger Federer is
sorry,
French.
Are you sure this isn't Thierry Henry?
No, it's Roger Federer,
Kira. Zinedine Zidane, do we have him on the phone?
It's Napoleon.
French scum. We are Swiss.
Roger Federer, what do you think of the way Thierry Henry put Ireland out of being in the World Cup with that horrible handball?
Bastard.
Yeah, absolutely. It was terrible, wasn't it?
No. Football.
You wouldn't have him.
I'm Italian now. We're beside Italy too.
You are beside Italy as well, that's right. Yeah. Obviously you know that because you are Swiss and because you're Roger Federer.
See, with the banks and we are Swiss.
Banks! Yes, exactly.
And don't forget Lindt chocolate in the Alps while you're at it.
And the Swiss rolls.
Yes, and Swiss rolls, yeah. Exactly. Roger Federer.
Okay, do you know what? This is really depressing.
No, it's not. Roger Federer, obviously, Kira is not too happy about the fact that you are on. To be honest with you, I just think it's that she can't believe it. You know what? I wouldn't be able to believe it either. But you know,
would you like to play at my balls?
No, Fran.
He
I
was
wouldn't.
Talking to me here. Oh. I suppose I would.
Where do you go now?
We
go play tennis and you play at my balls.
Okay. Well, you know what, Roger Federer. If Kira's
stop calling
not
him good, Roger Federer, like this is just like Chris.
Yes.
This is the lowest point in my life.
Why?
This is the lowest point
talking
of my life.
Talking to your idol is the lowest point
this
in your life.
This is the lowest point of my life, Chris.
Why? I think this is incredible. Do you not?
No, I don't.
So many women would love this call.
Yeah, they would. Roger Federer is right, Kier. Roger Federer, who's on the phone with us, is dead right. So many women would not know what to do with this call. You know, Roger Federer, you've won an awful lot of Grand Slams.
Oh, no.
And, there's just one slam I would like now.
Oh yeah, there's one grand slam you have to complete.
If you're going to pretend to be Roger Federer, don't be like a dirty French version of Roger Federer, Fran. Okay?
I think
he's way more classier than that.
Yeah, Roger.
No,
me. I think
I have a Roger.
Oh, okay. Look,
you give Kira a good Rogering, I
thanks,
imagine.
Guys, no. Let's not turn my passion about Roger Federer into some dirty little thing that the two of you get off on. Okay? No.
Roger Federer, Kira would probably be the ultimate Grand Slam, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. She is so beautiful. like a Toblerone.
Yeah, exactly. A Toblerone. I know you were big fans of chocolate, of course, in Switzerland. And, you know, of course, he's the Swiss Maestro, Kira, as he's called, the Federer Express. You take a ride on the Federer Express, you get your package in no time, I'd say, Kira. You know? I bet you would deliver your package via Federer Express to Kira, wouldn't you, Roger?
Okay, Kira.
This is disgusting.
Kira.
Please, can you cut him off?
No,
guys, can you cut him off?
Your holiday snaps, your holiday pictures from last week. Oh,
okay.
Oh, Roger Federer, were you looking at pictures of Kira on the internet?
Oh, Chris, get him off. Get him off.
Oh, well, Kira, you're getting him off by the sounds of things.
No, okay. This is, well, look. No, this is just gross.
Roger Federer, I think we'll leave it there. I really do appreciate you coming on, all right?
And, I'm sorry I can't make the girl happy.
Look, women, huh? Are women this unreasonable in Switzerland?
Oh, no, of course. They are very beautiful too.
Okay, well then I suppose they have the right to be unreasonable. Yeah. Look, Roger Federer, of course, famous tennis player, with many wins under his belt. I mean, record-breaking amount of wins.
Why would you do that to me on my birthday? Why would you do that to me?
Happy birthday, Kira.
Shut up, Fran. Chris, just get him off.
All right, Roger Federer, we'll let you go, okay? Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Well, there you go. That's Roger Federer, Kira.
That wasn't Roger Federer, Chris. Don't ever do that to me again. I won't believe another word that ever comes out of your head. Even if you ring me and you're like, Kira, I'm on death row. They are about to shoot me. I'll be like, nope.
Well,
not helping you.
Well, what if Roger Federer rang you in that same voice that he said, Chris is on death row? Would you believe that?
If a really shitty French version of Roger Federer rang me, no, Chris, I wouldn't.
That's what they talk like in Switzerland.
Why would you do that to me?
Have you ever heard Roger Federer talk here?
Chris, what if I said to you, Chris, it's your birthday? I've got Eminem on the phone. Eminem, come on. And Eminem's all like, hello, Chris, how are you?
No, but he wouldn't talk with a French accent.
I want to... Exactly. Neither would Roger Federer because he's not from France, Chris. He's from Switzerland.
So what kind of accent does he have?
He's got a very particular Swiss accent.
Does he?
Yeah. And
Hold on. Because I have a clip here of Roger Federer. I'll get him talking on TV. This is on like CNN or something. And then, you know...
Third round and sometimes not in the semis. I can't predict when I'm going to be nervous.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know... Like what the man that was just on the phone with us.
No, Chris.
Because it was, of course, Roger Federer. And happy birthday, Kira.
Oh, look.
And you are welcome. Roger Federer, are you still there?
I am. Oh.
Roger Federer almost sounded like he was from North Dublin there for just a second, but hey, Roger Federer.
Yeah, and North Switzerland.
Yeah, North Switzerland, exactly. Well, look, Roger Federer, I really appreciate you coming on, and I really do thank you for taking the time out to wish Kira a happy birthday. On the way for you, music from Becky Hill and some Ollie Murs with Wrapped Up. Kira, once again, you're welcome, and you know, I know you're very happy about this. This is Kira walking out. Hey, Roger Federer, can you present the rest of the show with me?
Of course.
Oh, brilliant.
Of course, you leave me here.
Well, I think so. I think I need you to fly over because it seems Kira has left.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.